Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. Thanks for being part of my day. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. And don't you feel smarter just hearing me say that? I'm sure you do. Rick Pinion is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Rick is a longtime friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. We couldn't do without him. He's our financial planning expert in the Brain Trust, and he's the president and the founder of Pinion Financial, which is in the great state of Maryland, the great city of Bethesda, which is hard by to our nation's capital, and just down the road from WDMV, AM 700, and our great station out of Frederick there. And Rick, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's always good to be back.
It's good to have you back, as always. Rick, okay, we need to get your folks, as I always like to do, I always like to remind everybody that there are two... There really are two worlds in the marketplace out there. There's the caveat emptor world and the full disclosure world. Caveat emptor world is the one most of us live in. That's where the buyer beware is the rule of law, so to speak. And then there's the securities law, the securities industry, which operates by full disclosure, meaning there is no caveat emptor. The people offering the securities and dealing in the securities have an obligation for full disclosure, and Rick has something to say in that light. Go ahead, Rick.
Yes, Jim. In the spirit of what you said, I just wanted to remind the listeners this morning that discussions in this show should not be construed as specific recommendations or as investment advice. You should always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Securities offered through the AIG Advisor Group, a registered broker-dealer, member NASD and SIPC, and Pinion Financial Services and AIG are not directly related. Thank you very much.
Rick, the women are swooning every time you do that. They just swoon when you do that. Rick, we're going to talk about some of the tools investment advisors and financial planners use to help people with their financial planning. But Rick, before we do that, I'd like to take a couple of minutes to stop for a minute and talk about something else. You didn't know we were going to talk about this, but you can help me with this. Okay. As you know, there's a little bit of volatility in the stock market right now, right?
Mm-hmm, sure.
Because of the subprime lending situation.
Mm-hmm.
You agree with me on that?
Oh, definitely.
The stock market took a tumble yesterday, and apparently other markets around the world are jittery and a little volatile over this. Some people are saying, and by the way, the subprime lending industry, Rick, are the people who took more risks on mortgage lending than they probably should have, right?
That's true. That's true.
And they actually created a little sub industry out of it, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
And so, I guess what I'm trying to get at here is I think we all ought to take a deep breath and realize that that with 4.5 unemployment, Rick, and with the economy fundamentally as strong as it is, this is one sector that's having a little bit of a challenge, and maybe a lot of a challenge. There probably are going to be some businesses, some companies that are going to go into bankruptcy. This has happened before in other sectors. It didn't take the economy down. We need to all take a deep breath and realize that fundamentally our economy is sound. We have weak sectors, and we'll always have weak sectors. Rick, what do you think about that?
Yeah, well, obviously, when something happens and the market gets a little jittery, people are looking for solutions. And as you know, Jim, the market's a mystery to most of us.
Right.
And so one of the solutions I always recommend...
Including the people who are in the middle of it.
Exactly. It's hard, it's hard to watch the movie when you're in it.
Right.
but in any event, the way that you protect yourself, if you're out there listening, is remember the three D's of investing. Diversify again. When you think you're diversified, diversify even more. Those are the three D's.
That's like location, location, location for real estate, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, I like that, Rick. Well, you know, the thing, and I think the other thing we need to realize, even though probably close to 50% of Americans are invested in the stock market, Wall Street is not Main Street. Is it, Rick?
Well,
In fact,
we're now living in a global society. So what happens domestically in the United States does not necessarily impact the rest of the world anymore.
Well, the thing is, folks, you know, if the stock market goes down another 200 points today, you know, what I'm saying is if we keep getting excited about that, then we talk ourselves into an economic challenge, don't we, Rick?
Yeah.
And so be careful about this, folks. Just take it in its, put everything in proper perspective. And our economy is really strong. It's very good shape. And we'll be right back after these messages with Rick Pinion. We're going to talk about some of the financial tools that financial planners use. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'll get the clock right in a minute. 17 till. 43 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it. You're doing it. You're using it like crazy. And we like that. We're having a record month for our website and for our blog. The blog is just going nuts. Thank you for all of you who've been using that. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Rick Pinion is our guest. He's our good friend, the president of Pinion Financial Services. Rick, one of the things that I know you want to talk to us about today are some of the tools that financial planners use to help their clients make sure that they have their financial future as planned out as possible. What are those?
Well, I think there's several things in our toolkit that we use to help people achieve financial independence. One is, and to me, the most valuable, because, you know, I'm a retirement specialist, is to take a look at a person's cash flow. So we have what we call a cash flow statement in which a person will sit down. And by the way, many people never take the time to do this, so this forces them to take a look at what their budget looks like. We take a look at their income coming in, and we try to make it net rather than gross. And then we calculate their expenses, both fixed and variable. And then we subtract that from their income, and we say, okay, this is either going to create a gap, which means we've got to rein back some of the expenses, or we've got a surplus to invest. And then we attach a hypothetical rate of inflation to the number, and we can tell what a person needs to retire on.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the tools we use.
So you take their current number, their current cash flow situation, and then estimate what you think they'll need in 20 years or 30 years?
Yeah, because remember, inflation is your number one enemy when you retire.
Mm-hmm. Because your income is typically fixed, but expenses are not.
Exactly. Depending on where you work. Now, some people have a cost of living adjustment. Some people don't.
It doesn't always keep up, though.
And small business people have got to have inflation-fighting vehicles in their retirement plans.
What would that be? What would some of those be?
Well, I think something that's based percentage-wise on the equity markets. We, you know, companies,
but not sub lending. What's the word I'm trying to think of?
Subprime.
Yeah, not subprime lending companies, right?
Yeah, Fannie Mae and
right. Not those guys. Go ahead. Go ahead, Rick.
The other tool, the one that I love to do, is a psychological tool that we use called a risk profile. Because a lot of people come in telling me that they're conservative, but then we ask them a series of psychological questions, and we come up with kind of a barometer of how they look at the future and how they look at their assets and how they would react if the market should drop like it did the other day.
Mm-hmm.
So we call that a risk profile questionnaire. And that helps me identify which quadrant they're in terms of, you know, putting them in certain types
of... What kind of questions would be in that questionnaire?
Well, so one of the questions might be something like, if the market were to drop, say, 20%, how long could you hold on until, you know, you started to really start to freak out?
And
And you know, it's funny. Some people say I can wait 6 months, some people a year, some people 2 years. If you take a look at the chart of the market since the Great Depression, if you notice, it's been a rocky road. But over a 10-year period, no one's lost any money. It's just, it's in between that people start to get a little shaken up, like what happened with the subprime lending the other day. But these are like pimples on the way to the forum. I mean, they're not huge deals.
You know, I heard Warren Buffett this week say that, you know, the stock market is the only place where when there's a sale, people run away from it.
Yes, it's funny.
He says when the stock market goes down, he said, that's when I'm buying. I'm not selling, I'm buying.
In fact, it's interesting, Jim, there's a whole section of financial planning called financial behavior analysis.
Right.
Because people are funny with money, and they don't treat it like they do, for example, going to Walmart when something's on sale. By the way, this situation creates what I call a buying situation when the market goes down, because we know it's not going to stay down forever. So the smart money's out there buying.
Right.
Other people that are panicking are giving up their valuable resources to the people that are buying.
Mm-hmm.
Warren Buffett's an excellent example of that. I mean, the guy's what we call a value player.
Well, for example, there's only one sector right now that's having difficulty. That's the subprime lending sector. Of course, it may ripple to some degree through some of the financial markets. But what I saw yesterday was 28 of the 30 Dow stocks were down. Well, all 28 of those weren't directly or indirectly affected by this subprime scenario.
No, but remember, was it rising water raises all ships?
Yeah.
That expression.
Right.
In other words, they got enveloped into this scare, this fear, and it brought them down. Now, they're still great companies. The Dow Jones has some wonderful companies. Now is the time to go out and purchase them when they're on sale, like a fire sale.
Exactly.
But people don't look at it that way. When the market goes up, everybody wants to buy, but then it's expensive. When the market drops, everybody wants to sell when it's cheap.
Now, do you have this conversation with your clients when you're talking about their risk threshold?
Well, I view part of my job as what we call hand-holding, to give people the confidence to weather the storm. In other words, it's just like being the captain of a ship and you see the weather changing. You've got to let people know that if you stay on the ship, you're going to get to your destination, but if you jump off the ship, you're going to be in trouble. People have got to look long-term, not short-term. And that's what I try to emphasize, that everything's going to be okay. You just have to, you know, grin and bear it.
Is it hard for I bet it's difficult for some people. Some people have two different kind of maybe pots. They have their retirement pot, and then they have their mad money, their fun money that they play with. Is it hard to get those two together where you're buying and selling on the one hand and you're holding on the other hand? Let me get you to answer that question when we come back after these messages. Rick Pinion is our guest, folks. His website is pinionfinancial.com, and that's in near our nation's capital in Washington, D.C., actually Bethesda, Maryland. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back with Rick Pinion.
And do it all down.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Rick Pinion. Rick, give us your website, please.
Yes, it's www.pinion. That's like opinion without the O. So it's easy to remember, pinionfinancial.com.
All right, pinionfinancial.com. Lots of free stuff there, folks. A lot of tables and different things that you can go there and check out. Check it out when you get a chance and use it to your advantage. And Rick, basically you work with people in the area there around Maryland, Virginia, the D.C. area, don't you?
Yeah, that's my primary market, the Washington metropolitan area.
Mm-hmm. In fact, I know one of the things you do for those folks up there is you provide some pretty valuable seminars for free for people who want to come and hear get some information on financial planning. And you've got another one coming up soon, don't you?
Well, thank you, Jim. Yeah, we've got one coming up on April 24th, which is, I believe, a Tuesday evening, and then again on Saturday morning, April 28th. The title of this seminar is called The Inherited IRA Trust. So it should be an interesting seminar.
Mm-hmm. And that's where?
That's going to be at the Pooks Hill Marriott, right down near Navy Medical at NIH.
All right. So check that out, folks. And can they find out more about that on your website?
They can, and also they can call us. Our call-in number is 1-800-296- 888-346-4427.
I was asking you, Rick, about people who invest. You know, some people may hire you to be their financial planner, but then they've got their own little pot of money over here that they're investing in the stock market. Do you see a conflict sometimes in their thinking between what they're doing with their day trading, so to speak, or their week trading, they're buying and selling, and what they're buying to hold?
You're right, because it's almost like having a split personality. You know, they treat
Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, huh?
Sometimes they treat their fund money recklessly, and sometimes they treat their retirement money recklessly. So we have to divide it up and say, okay, this is where you can have some fun, some mad mm-hmm. money, but this other money's sacred. We can't
afford
to lose.
Touch it.
You can take the interest, but not touch the principal.
Right. What are some of the other tools that financial planners use?
Well, I think the other tools that we use is we also sit down and we try to do a fact finder, confidential fact finder, in which we take a lot of information in terms of their income tax situation. We take a look at their tax return. We try to help them reduce their taxes. In fact, I'm always suspicious of a financial planner that doesn't ask for a person's tax return.
Huh.
The other thing we do is we put together...
I would think that'd be fundamental.
Yeah, I would too, because how can you make a recommendation unless you know the person's tax bracket?
And so you know of financial planners who don't do that?
Yes, they call themselves financial planner, but they're not holistic. They're not
right.
You know, comprehensive.
Well, that's a good point to remember, folks. And if that's not what you want, then you need to look for one of those guys. If you don't want to give people your tax return, then you need to look for one of those guys. If you want the whole shooting match, if you want from Alpha to Omega, you need to find a financial planner that asks you for your tax returns. Go ahead, Rick.
Yeah, there's a huge difference between a financial advisor and a financial planner. We could have a whole show on that. But anyway, getting back to the other tools that we use, we also take a look at all their insurance policies. I want to make sure the beneficiaries are up to date, especially with all the changes in the laws mm-hmm. that are taking place, especially grandchildren. I come across so many people that don't have their grandchildren listed as they're on their beneficiary forms.
Why is that important if their mothers and fathers are alive?
Well, in case there's a common disaster, the grandchildren could become accidentally disinherited.
Yeah.
Remember we talked before, Jim, about the word prosterpes.
I remember that. Yeah, that sexy word, prosterpes. Yeah.
Yeah. So prosterpes means that at least it'll go according to the bloodline.
Right. So you need to make sure prosterpes is in there, folks. It's like parsnips, only different. And Rick, you got to put that in there. And that means that the inheritance goes with the bloodline.
Yeah, otherwise, the in-laws could become outlaws.
Mm-hmm, exactly. All right. What else?
Well, I think, you know, the other tool that we use as well is we sit down and we take a look at their estate planning documents. So I have a little form that I list all the estate planning documents that they have, like power of attorney, mm-hmm. Living will, medical directives, regular will, trusts. If they have a trust, I want to make sure everything's titled in the name of the trust.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people spend a lot of money, draw up a trust, but never get it funded. Stuff is outside of the trust.
Aren't there trusts that can be funded in the future by insurance proceeds?
Yeah, there's what we call an ILIT, or an irrevocable life insurance trust.
Mm-hmm.
We do that to shield the estate tax.
Well, and that's for people who have lots of insurance but don't have a lot of their estate's not great yet, right?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, you can have
Rick, I've got to wrap it up. We always have more to talk about than we have time. But you always do such a great job. Thanks, Rick, for being here. Good job today.
Thank you.
Rick Pinion, ladies and gentlemen, right there in Bethesda, Maryland. He's a great one. PinionFinancial.com. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And as you know, this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.